On cue, four doves flutter down and are fed by Michael Beaumont, the Seigneur of Sark. It's a peaceful scene, a stark contrast to 3 months ago when the island's first democratic elections took place. Then there was bitter feuding between two opposing factions for control of the first elected parliament. Broadly speaking, one side favoured Beaumont and the old feudal ways of this small Channel island. A second faction backed the Barclay brothers, the billionaire owners of the Telegraph and the Ritz Hotel, who have invested millions in the island's tourist industry. The Barclays lost badly in the elections and promptly shut down all their businesses, leaving Sark facing ruin. We've returned to see if life is a little quieter now, 3 months on.
Michael Beaumont, Seigneur of Sark.
So how's democracy treating you?
Very well, thank you, yes. Delighted to see it in at last. It's been a long haul, but we're there.
There's been two meetings so far. What's the atmosphere been like at them?
Well, quite different to what it was before. Totally different. And we're all more or less aiming in the same direction at long last. So it's quite pleasant to be there in comparison to what it was like last year.
Are you missing your powers? You've lost. You have a voice in the parliament, but you don't get to vote. Do you miss that?
No, I don't really. No, I mean, I've reached an age where I think I can retire a bit.
And what about the atmosphere on the island in general? Last time I was here, there was a split, two very different factions. Has that dissipated?
That's more or less gone. Yes, the island's all considerably happier and more relaxed than it was when you were last here.
I think it was unfortunate that people became so polarised, but they were partly driven to it by things that were going on at the time. But as you can imagine, on a little island of 600 people, you can't go on not speaking to each other forever. You have to make things work. My name is Jan Guy, and I'm one of Sark's two visitor officers. I'm also an elected conseiller.
So last time I was here, Jan, all the businesses were being shut down and we thought, is this the end of Sark as we know it?
Yeah, well, fortunately, it definitely wasn't the end of Sark as we know it. Some of the businesses shut down, most of them actually didn't. Although it is normal for businesses related to tourism to be closed during the winter, only a few stay open. I'm delighted to be able to tell you that all the businesses reopened quite quickly and everything is on track and we were able to reassure visitors that they're holiday is safe and sound and Sark is as gorgeous as ever.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Reg Gill and I'm the Seneschal of Sark.
One of the most impressive things for me at the time of the election was how many people came out and voted and how many people stood for election. Is there still that continuing interest in the process?
I believe there will be. The people did turn out in large numbers and I'm hopeful that that will continue into the future. In 2 years' time, we will have our first election completely under the new law, and I'm hopeful that we'll get a good turnout, possibly 60-70%, and a number of candidates who may have been unsuccessful last time who wish to throw their hat in the ring again.
60-70% is so much higher than the in mainland UK. Are there things that Sark can teach the UK?
Well, I think we're just a small community and people in a small community tend to know what's going on and take an interest in what is being done for them. Government is not at arm's length in Sark. You walk down the road, you'll see your concierge working in the shops, on the roads, around the cliffs, and people can stop and talk to them all the time. So politics is not at arm's length on Sark. And I'm not sure we can teach a population of 60-70 million people how to do it. No, our democracy is our democracy and other people just have to work for the best they can.